Well, the aircraft is still
okay,
on the
thanks, Brian.
The aircraft is still on the ground at Dublin Airport. I mean, obviously, Carol Coleman, central to this visit, the narrative of this visit is the returning emigrant, the Irish emigrant story. We've just heard Mary Robinson describe how the Evan Boland poem this evening will address that as well. But one issue that he hasn't addressed over the last number of days is the contemporary Irish emigrant story in the United States, the undocumented Irish, the illegal Irish. Now, would you have expected them to address that? Or given how sensitive an issue that is politically in the United States, is that something he's likely to stay well away from?
Well, we'll say that it hasn't been addressed publicly. I'd imagine that it has been talked about between himself and the Taoiseach or between Secretary of State Blinken. I'd say it is an issue behind the scenes. Over the previous years, when I was correspondent over there, it was nearly the first issue that would come to play when the leaders of two countries met. I think it is a bigger issue in the West. And I was very much struck this morning by Father Kieran Holmes from St. Murdoch's, basically saying that if he had a chance to meet the president, that he would say this to him, that when there are funerals, that people cannot come home. And it's interesting that this is happening at a time when Joe Biden is kind of coming back to maybe recover the loss that emigrants feel when they leave this country. They can no longer physically hug their loved ones. They can't come back for weddings, for funerals, for big events. It's just a complete separation. And to think that in this day and age, that there are probably several tens of thousands of people who cannot come back here even for a funeral. So I thought it was interesting that Father Kieran Holmes said that he would say that to him if he had a chance to meet him. So I would think it's a very divisive issue over there. Mm-hmm. And they often say that there's nothing they can do about it. They have various visa programs like the E3 visa programs, but they're really about bringing more people over in a legal way. But in terms of getting a path to citizenship for the illegal emigrants, that seems to be an issue that's just a real hot potato.
Yeah, and I mean, maybe we just go back to, is Brian, I don't know if he's still standing by at Knock? No, Brian has gone about his business there. Actually, I can see the Air Force One now is in the air. It's wheels up is the phrase they use, Carol, isn't that right, to describe the aircraft once it's
That's it, once the wheels come off the ground, then you're away.
So the Air Force One now heading off into the just light cloud at this stage. The weather perhaps a little less clement in Knock, but perhaps it will clear yet for the president's visit to Mayo, which will occupy him for the rest of the day. And then he will conclude his speech at St. Murdoch's Cathedral in Ballina. He will then return to Ireland West International Airport, will reboard Air Force One, will fly back to Dublin, according to the itinerary we've seen, and then that'll all be around 11 o'clock tonight. Well, it's scheduled for 11 o'clock tonight. We'll see how that runs. And then he's due to fly out at 5:05 from Dublin Airport. So he will depart Ireland just after midnight tonight and head straight back to, of course, his home state of Delaware, where he will spend the weekend. No doubt in the course of the last number of days, Carol, there has been, decisions and issues to be dealt with that have nothing to do with the Irish visit. He remains President of the United States even on a trip like this, and there would be perhaps matters to be dealt with, which may explain why he's been a bit late today getting to Dublin Airport and yesterday getting to Ara Sinochrone.
Well, we don't know, of course, what's going on in the background. And yes, I mean, the fallout from those Pentagon leaks in the United States is continuing. We have the 20-year-old Air Force Guardsman who has been arrested, but the backstory that's coming out is just incredible and so very embarrassing for the Pentagon and for security in the United States. Then, of course, Russia continues to be very big. China continues to be very big. We're even waiting to see what happens in France this afternoon when President Macron deals again with the pension issue that has caused so much disquiet over there. The good news for him is that the American economy, according to news today, is going well. Employment is up and inflation is starting to go down. And when you are somebody who might be thinking about re-election, those are always very good things.
Very good. Carol, for the moment, thank you very much.